Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it's 27 June 2023. You're in for a treat tonight. We're going to bring up a guest I haven't had on for a few months. We're going to talk to Wild Bill Finley. He lived down in Florida, And he says it's hot down there. I don't feel sorry for him. He lives in Florida. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about tonight with Bill. Before we do that, though, I got a few announcements to make, if you don't mind. Again, we're going to have Bible study this weekend for the first time in a month. And we're looking forward to it. And I hope you'll join us. I really mean that, especially for the lesson this time coming up. It's going to be so packed that I probably won't even have any time to try to take a phone call. It's going to be that important. It's going to be entitled America's Destiny. America's Destiny. You don't want to miss this program, this coming up program. Now, if you have a computer, you can go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream. And there will be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We start out, as always, with prayer requests, praise reports, testimonies. That's open for a phone call if you want to talk to us then. From 11:30 to 12:30, we do the Christian Worldview News. Very important, very important. Open for phone calls in if you like. And the teaching will be from 1 to 2. And again, I want to make sure I get it all in, so maybe take any phone calls this week, this coming Saturday, because of that. So Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Go to your computer, go to PastorButch.com, click on live stream and watch us. Or if you can't do that, listen on the phone. We want you to do that. We want you to join us, folks. We do this so you can join us. 339-209-5013 to listen to the program. It's coming Saturday. And we are on Roku. I was wrong about we're not on video, folks. We're on Roku, on audio. If you're blessed with a Roku, and I understand means people have Rokus, at least 10 million in the country have Roku now. If you go to Roku and go to the audio section and go to CRS6, I believe it is, CRS6. We are live from 8 to 9 Eastern, three nights a week, and then they replay two programs, because I only do three nights a week live, and Thursday and Friday will be replays from 8 to 9 Eastern also. It's rebroadcast on the same place at between 4 and 5 Eastern every day also. So on Roku, go to audio, CR6, and there will be one right now. And then again tomorrow afternoon, they will replay the broadcast from 4 to 5. So I hope you check it out. And one prayer request tonight, a very important prayer request. This is one of my daughter-in-laws. Her name is Denise. Denise is the one, folks, that pays all her bills for us. She's a bookkeeper. She's a very sweet, sweet daughter in love to me. She's like a daughter to me. She takes care of all the bills, takes care of all when we pay stations and everybody else we owe money to. She takes care of all that for us. But her daddy 68 years old. His name is Keith. Keith had some health problems, but something happened a couple of days ago. No one, even the hospital, hasn't figured out what it is yet. I'll share this very quickly and get to our guest. Something happened. He was found wandering the streets in Colorado Springs, didn't even have a shirt on, carrying a couple bills, invoices in his hand, like phone bills, whatever. Somebody, a good pedestrian, found him, picked him up, took him to the hospital. He didn't know who he was, where he lived. He didn't know what day it was. He didn't know anything about anything. His mind was totally gone. And it's still about that way today. That's been about 3 days now. Every now and then, he has a little bit of becomes a little bit lucid. He knows who he is, and maybe a little bit lucid for a few minutes, but then he becomes violent. He has to strap him down. He wants to tear out the IVs and catheter, but they don't know the problem yet. They've checked everything they know. They checked so far, even for infections and for brain tumor, for tumors. They've done everything. No, so they're still doing tests. They have right now down to two causes. One of them is encephalitis, or I think what they call mad cow disease. They're hoping that's what it is. If it is, they can take care of that. If not, they're afraid it's fast onset dementia. I didn't know there was such a thing. Fast onset dementia. If it is, yes, 3 to 6 months. So I ask you tonight, please, you prayer warriors all over the world, please keep Keith in your prayers. Please. He needs prayers for healing. I believe he's a believer. I don't know that for sure. I'm never around him. I don't know that much. But pray, most of all, that his soul's content, but also that it may be by the grace of God, his body be healed. Please. His last name is Rawlings, R-O-L-L-I-N-G-S, Keith Rawlings. Please keep Keith in your prayers. Do that, and also the family, my daughter-in-law Denise, and her brother, also, please, and her mom. So keep him in prayer. I'd appreciate very, very much, folks. This I don't ask much for our family, but this is something that's very serious and needs a prayer. Now, so the guest tonight is Bill Finley. They call him Wild Bill. The guy lives in Florida. He's a motorcycle gangster. Yeah. He rides around in a motorcycle. He testifies all the streets. He passes out the Gospels of John everywhere he goes. He's active, trying to open people's eyes to the truth. It's like we are. You see, I want you to understand this before I go to guests. One more thing. You're not by yourself out there, folks. I know we're greatly outnumbered as far as people that want to stand and those who and the masses don't want to do anything. We know that's true. They don't want to do anything. But there are a few that are standing, so we're not by ourselves. There are many that oppose us. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Maybe, it's not his will that we turn this thing around in this earth and in this country. And I truly don't believe it is. But it's still our duty to stand and fight, expose evil, reveal the truth, and try to win souls to Christ. That's our job. That is our job. It's going to come to blows one day, physical blows. It's coming to blows. I know it is. And this week's lesson will tie in some of that. It's going to come to blows. But when it does, I want to be about my Father's business more than anything else. And Bill, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me back.
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while, and I'm glad you took time out of your schedule to join us because I know you're a busy fella. You're always into something, in some kind of trouble all the time, and I like that. It's my kind of guy.
If you're a Christian and you're not getting threatened by somebody once in a while, you're probably not preaching the message every place where you should be.
That's very true.
So, yeah, I'm with the Faith Riders Motorcycle Ministry, and we get out, we ride our motorcycles, we wear our black leather vests with biblical patches on them, and we're kind of a shaggy bunch, and I've learned that if you look a little bit ferocious, people take tracks from you more often. People hardly ever say, no, I don't want that. So, and we get out five times a week, and we meet at coffee shops, or tonight was Taco Tuesday, where we have an outside dining area. We sit and we visit and we read scripture where people can hear us and see us and know what we're all about. And we tend to make new acquaintances, sometimes good friends, everywhere we go. So people, don't be afraid to get outside the church walls.
Amen.
One of the biggest reasons this country is in the mess it's in is because the message of the cross has been preached inside the church walls, and we have neglected what I call the outside arena. And, Pastor, I've learned that there are a lot of people out here in this country that really don't want anything to do with a suit and tie wearing preacher man. They don't want to go to church, mainly because they've heard bad things. But they are definitely interested in what the Bible has to say. And so that's why we go to them, to meet them where they're at. And we have a little bit of fun along the way.
Well, I know we're told to go out and compel them to come in. That is our job. When going out means literally going out. That's what it means. Go out and look for them and try to find them, bring them into the fold. And you're right. Most people, and I'll be quite honest, I don't mean to make this sound like I'm being some kind of snob here, but why would most of them want to go to church when the church as a whole is just like the world? They sold out the Word of God. They don't even teach the Ten Commandments any longer. They don't teach righteousness. They don't teach holiness. So what's the difference between them and the world? And that's why they don't particularly, they don't get upset about this. They don't care to go to church.
I used to say that at least half the churches in this country are apostate, but I wouldn't be surprised if the number's higher now. And you can't just go eeny, meeny, miny, mo and pick out a good church anymore.
No.
You have to do your research. You have to find a church that believes the Bible and lives the Bible. And don't ever join a church that is not willing to kick you out. Church discipline is becoming more and more vital to church life nowadays as the homosexuals infiltrate churches all over the country. They have a plan, and it's coming. They're going to, as soon as the hate speech laws are passed, the homosexuals are going to hit churches that preach the Bible with massive lawsuits to stop the hate speech, as they call it, which is really, just God's word. So we need to be prepared for that.
Amen.
I tell you, Pastor, that's one thing the homosexual movement has done that's good, is it has exposed the apostate churches. We now know exactly who they are. Any church that flies a rainbow flag is a church that is on the road to hell. And there's no more sitting on the fence, I believe, are your words. You pick a side. What side are you going to be on? Is your name in the book of life, or is your name on the reservation list for the lake of fire? It's getting serious. And the clock is ticking down, people. I think it's Psalm 90 says, therefore let us number our days that we might incline our hearts towards wisdom. Know that your number is coming up. Your biological clock is ticking down, and when it hits zero, your heart will stop beating, and you will pass into eternity, and you will no longer have an opportunity to make a difference in this life. So now, as we are here on this earth, living and breathing, let us invest our lives in a way that will make a difference, both now and in eternity. So, and Pastor Butch and I were talking earlier today, and we talked about how the happiest people in the world are those who have devoted themselves to a worthy cause. Well, there is no more worthy cause than standing for Jesus Christ in a world
Amen.
At war with God.
Amen.
And sometimes it's quite a ride. We have some real adventures. As a Christian biker, believe it or not, this started a couple of years ago. The Boot Hill Saloon, one of the most notorious biker bars in Daytona Beach, asked us to come and preach a Sunday service at the saloon. I mean, I had never heard of such a thing. But you know what? when somebody asks you to come and bring the message of Christ, you never say no. You go. And they love having us there so much, they cook breakfast for us every time we show up. And I had stood at the door of the Boot Hill Saloon and preached basically the message I just gave, the biological clock. Everybody's clock is ticking down. And people come from miles around to hear the preachers at the Boot Hill Saloon. One couple that I get a kick out of, they come zooming in on their Harley, and she has four-letter words all over her vest. And she sits there sucking on her cigarettes, and she is zeroed in on every word that comes out of the preacher's mouth. You know, I preach there. Pastor Cochise, another biker pastor, preaches there. And these people are hearing the gospel message. And these are people who would never set foot in a Christian church. So I'm excited about being a part of the outside arena, I call it, as opposed to the inside arena of the church building. And I am so grateful to Pastor Butch and his friends for the support that they have given to help us stay in business and be out there in among the lost, the outcasts, the ones who feel that they would not be welcome in a Christian church. And slowly but surely, we're making a difference. And,
amen.
The gospel is being preached. And I pray that lives are being changed. And once people come to Christ, we baptize them either out in the Atlantic Ocean or in one of the swimming pools that we have. And then we plug them into a good church where they can enjoy, for the first time in their lives, solid Christian fellowship to be fed God's word for the nourishment of their souls.
Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us very clearly to make our calling and election sure. Make
yes.
sure we're walking in Christ. This is not, folks, this is not a practice run. We don't get to do it again. You don't get to come back and say, well, I did pretty good
yeah.
the first time, no one do better the second time. This is it. There's no reincarnation. There's no second chance. Either you get it right now or you don't get it at all. If you've been exposed to the gospel and you rejected the gospel, my friend, you damn yourself mm-hmm. to hell without repentance. Now, we're telling you the truth because they love you. We're not here to pick a fight. We're just trying to tell you the truth because they love you. Listen, Bill and I both admit this. I know we'll. Bill, you and I both deserve hell, don't we?
Oh, I look back on the life I have lived, Pastor, and as I am older now, it's like God has finally given me glasses so that I could see the sin in my life. You know, I lived my life for years as a selfish man, chasing women, chasing my own glory, and I hurt people. And now
yes.
that I'm older, that weighs heavily on me, and I pray that God will help me to finish well. He has forgiven my sins. They were dealt with at the cross. But now I am focused on doing better. Lord God, I can do better. Help me do better. Help me, you know, do something good for these people instead of living the selfish life that I did when I was a young man. So you're right.
Well,
you're absolutely right, sir.
If people will be honest, and folks, if they're telling you that they never needed Christ, then they're liars. Don't pay attention to them. We all needed Christ. I've done things mm-hmm. in my lifetime I'm ashamed of, Bill, and it still bothers me. It bothers me. It bothers me a
yes.
lot. It does. I still feel convicted, although I've been forgiven of it. But, you
yep.
know, I remember what I did, so I don't do it again. I don't want to do it again. But, you know, the people that I've hurt in the past, intentionally or unintentionally, it still weighs on my heart. I want to shed tears over it because I don't deserve salvation. I do not
no.
deserve the blood of Christ. I don't deserve eternal life. It's a gift given to me. I didn't work for it. I can't pay for it. It's given to me as a gift by faith, by grace through faith. Now, when that happens, when you become a born-again new creature in Christ, my friends, listen to me. When you become truly born again, that means reborn in the Spirit. When that happens, you become a new creature in Christ. You become a new individual in Christ. You become a brand new person, if you want to put it that way. And when you come before the Father with the blood of the Lamb on you, He can't see your sin. It's been cleansed. It's gone. You become a new creature. And one of the signs, the proof that you become a new creature is your heart starts desiring the Word, the milk of the Word. You want to grow in Christ.
Yes.
You want to witness for Christ. You want to work for Christ. And your conscience will bother you if you stray from the path. The Holy Spirit will convict your heart because you're one of your fathers now. So this is, if you don't have that life-changing force of the Holy Spirit inside you, then probably you're not born again. And if you're born again, you'll know it. No, I didn't say you'd be perfect. No, 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 no. Don't ever think that. And I won't tell you mm-hmm. Satan won't attack you and try to tell you a bunch of lies and discourage you. Happens all the time. Eventually, you stay with it until you outgrow that. You outgrow those things. You realize that little yipping dog will nip your heels from now on. You just kick him out of the way and keep on going. But, Bill, I don't want to take over the program, but am I expressing simple enough that you can understand that?
Say that again. You cut out.
I said, am I expressing that simple enough that it's understood what I was saying?
Absolutely. Understood. I think it was Charles Spurgeon who said, "The grace that does not change your life cannot save your soul." If you are truly saved, you're right, like Pastor Butch just said, there will be a hunger for the Scriptures. There will be a change in your life, a new way of seeing things. And if your life has not changed, even though you're going to church and carrying your Bible and saying a prayer over your meals, you better take inventory. You may still be on the outside of salvation.
And that's something that you need to really consider, folks, every day. But one thing that I've noticed, and I thank God for this, Bill, it took me a long time to grow into this. I didn't start out the day after I saved out preaching and witnessing people. I didn't know. I didn't know how to do it even. I had excitement, but not to the degree that I understood what to do or to go out and do it. But growing in Christ has enabled me to love people more than ever had in my life. Whether they know them or not, I mean, I don't even have to even know the individual to feel love for them, because mm-hmm. that's what Christ put in me, and that's what the book said we should do. And if you love them and you show it, just by saying hello to them, how are you doing today? If you work in a restaurant, say how long you worked here. You know, thanks for your service or for helping us out here. I mean, if you show them you care, 99% of them will respond back to you. And with the same kind of friendliness that you're showing them, and if they have a situation, a lot of them even talk to you about it because they trust you already, because no one else took time to say hi to them. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Speak to people, let them know who you are, ask how you can pray for them and their family. And if you can, if you have time, listen to their story. There's some place where the gospel touches their lives. For instance, I was at breakfast the other day and talked to the waitress. I'd never seen her before, and said, "You know, how can I pray for you and your family?" And she says, "Oh, no, no, no." And she scooted away, but then she came back a few minutes later and she said, "Would you please pray for my 3 children?" So we made a connection there, and I will be going back there later this week to ask her how her children are doing. And that is how you connect with people to bring them into the church.
Amen.
You know, she didn't know us from Adam, but we showed compassion for her, took an interest in her. And I tell you, when you are willing to listen to people's stories rather than just preach at them, you'd be amazed at how the walls come down and they are willing to listen to you. And as Pastor Bush mentioned, my friends and I, we give out the Gospel of John everywhere we go. And that way they can take it home with them, and in the quiet of their home, they can read and hear the Gospel. Reading is hearing with your eyes. That's how the Lord brought me in. I found one of those J.T. Chick tracks. You remember those, Pastor?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I still get them. Yes.
I picked up one in a bowling alley, stuck it in my pocket. I was kind of proud of myself. Thought I stole something. Well, later in my room, I read that track. It's called "This Was Your Life." It's the story of a man who dies and goes to the Great White Throne Judgment, and that scared the babies out of me. And I'm telling you, I hit my knees and I prayed that prayer for all I was worth, and I gave out those tracks for probably 40 years afterwards. But see, when you contact somebody out on the street and say, "Hey, let me talk to you about, you know, whatever about the Lord does this," their guard is going to be up. They're going to, you know, be wondering, who is this person? What is he going to try to sell me? He's going to try to get my money. He's some kind of a wacko. But when they take a tract and they go home, they kick back in their easy chair, their guard is down, and the Spirit can speak to them. There is no more confusion. So I strongly encourage people to have Christian tracts. And, you know, even if you are too shy to actually talk to people, by dropping a good Christian tract or the Gospel of John in 3 places a day, you can reach 1,000 people a year with the Gospel of Jesus Christ. So there is no excuse for not being involved in ministry. You can Amen. Do anonymous Amen. Ministry, you can call it, I guess. So get out there, people. Your clock is ticking, and there is no perfect time to start ministry. So many times I told myself through years, well, you know what? When this gets right, I'll start this serious Christian ministry. And I waited and waited and waited and waited. There is no perfect time. That's why Jesus just flat said, "Go, therefore, and make disciples." And if you don't know what God wants for your life, you know, if you're one of those who's waiting on the Lord, well, you know, Jesus gave you your marching orders right there. Go. Do something for Christ. And again, the happiest people I know are those who are actively doing something to make a difference.
And a way of encouragement, too, folks, the more you desire to do it, you may be, Brother Bill, if you would have told me when I first got saved that I'd be on the radio doing a worldwide ministry for over 30 years, you'd have to dig me out of a hole somewhere, because I would have went and hid. I was so shy. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I was so backward. And in church, if the Holy Spirit told me to testify, it was hard for me to get to testify. I'd almost tremble. I didn't want to testify. But I found out one thing. The Holy Spirit doesn't go away. He kept nudging me, very patiently he did, to get me started in the church testifying a little bit and maybe, getting more involved. Then when I was called to preach, I ran from the Lord for 2 years, Bill. I quit going to church.
Yep.
I wasn't going to preach. And one night in a dream, maybe sometime I'll share with you, he scared me back on the right path. I mean a real dream, more like a vision to me. Scared me back on the right path. I said, okay, I'm going to preach. Just don't make me a pastor. Within 2 years, I was pastoring two churches, okay? And then he said, I want you to go to the local radio station. Well, I one night a week, I had no problem. I'll be on a couple months. I'll be over. That's been over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Right, so, but
and
he's patient
back,
with us.
Looking back, I bet you can see where the Lord cared for you and provided for you all through that time.
Oh, my. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, jumping off the high dive is always scary the first couple times you do it, but after that, it gets to be fun. So, if you feel compelled to do Christian ministry, but you're just too scared to take that jump, do it a few times. And I have a feeling the Holy Spirit will show you a joy that you've never known before. And look around you. Look at the way this world is shaping up. Things are getting bad. The end times are coming upon us, and it's going to get seriously dangerous before long. So now is the time for you to get started. Now is the time for you to form your core team, those who will always be with you. Jesus had his 12. Find your 12 and be a friend to them, be loyal to them, and just like us faith writers do, go out and do a little ministry, have a little fun along the way, enjoy some good meals, and get out of the house and bring the gospel outside the church walls.
Amen.
If you want to catch fish, you got to go to the lake. You got to use the right bait. And I've learned that inviting people to lunch is really good bait.
No doubt. No, yeah, that's very true. And I'll say this too. Folks, this is one of the hardest things I had to learn. Be patient with yourself. You're going to fumble. You're going to stutter. You're going to stumble. I mean, you're going to do that. Be patient with yourself. Don't be embarrassed because don't worry about where you embarrass yourself. Just start talking. It'll come to you. It will. Back at the break, a lot more talk about and phone calls next half hour. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild crafted right here in the mountains of Montana. We at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back and the phone lines open. We want to hear from you tonight. This is a conversation. You want to join us, you want to share something. If you have a prayer request, a testimony, this is a conversation. This is a roundtable conversation. This is not any one topic tonight specifically. We're sharing biblical truths, sharing each other's thoughts, and our weaknesses also, folks. We all have weaknesses. Believe me, don't you ever, ever, ever put Pastor Butch Paul on some kind of pedestal. Christ is to be worshipped. If I earn your respect, then I like your respect, but pray for me. Don't give me any kind of praise. Pray for me. If I do a good job and you say, well, that's a good job preaching, I appreciate that. But remember, I didn't do it. I'm the vessel. Remember that, okay? So don't ever think that because we're talk show hosts or we're doing it, that we're better than you. No, 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 1,000 times no. We're no better than anybody else. We do what we're asked to do. And I had to grow into this, folks. I had to grow into this. If you could have seen me the first couple nights I was on the radio, scared to death. If somebody would have said, boo, I would have jumped through the ceiling. I mean, I didn't want to talk to people. It took me a long time then, but then start preaching to a little group in the church. But then talking to two or three counties wide now, worldwide. So it's a growing process. But the more you go in Christ, the more you're going to love him, the more his love is going to show through you. And I've even had, Brother Bill, I've had people, this is that happened in the hospital some years ago, walking out of the hospital parking lot to go to the car, and a young lady I didn't even know started talking to me about her situations. Didn't even know her.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, all I could do is I almost cried. Thank you, Lord. I pray that the witness was in me, was showing through me, and she felt comfortable talking to me. That's the only thing to say, Father, thank you. It wasn't me she saw. It was Christ in me. So that's mm-hmm. what makes it's wonderful. It's exciting. It's exhilarating. It's like what's it called? Endorphins. You know how you get an endorphin high when you do something.
Yes,
this is what that is. It's an endorphin thing. You just feel better physically, mentally. You feel sharper. Folks, this is what Christ can do for all of you. I don't care if you're a druggie. I don't care if you're a prostitute. I don't care if you murdered your babies in the womb. Christ is ready, willing, and able to forgive you. If you're a homosexual, a lesbian, confused about your sex, Christ can clarify this and make your life a wonderful thing to live. No, all the problems won't go away. But the peace of your heart, folks, will be worth it all. Go ahead, Bill.
I was just remembering a couple weeks ago, I was at the pool deck with my friends. I was wearing my Christian biker vest, and a lady walked up to our table, and she asked me if I do hospital visits. I said, yes, I do. So she asked me if I would go and visit Tommy, who was hospitalized after a suicide attempt.
Mm.
You know, girl broke his heart. Now, if I had not been wearing my biker vest, you know, with the Jesus Christ patch on it, I bet this lady would have never came to our table. She would have never struck up a conversation. So I tell people that if you can, wear your faith. You know, a lot of people say, oh, they just see Jesus in me. Well, you know, they probably don't. So be bold. The time is short. And these biker vests are the best conversation starters I have ever found. People will ask questions of the Christian biker that they would probably never ask pastor, you know.
Sure.
And yeah, so be bold, let people know who you are, and have a little fun along the way. Like the pastor said, those endorphins will kick in when you do ministry, and the Spirit will make you enjoy serving the Lord. It's not a burden by any stretch.
Well, I had a listener, and I called my friend, too, from Texas. They sent me a T-shirt, sent me a couple of them. One of them says, though, it's a T-shirt, a black T-shirt, and big white letters, we the people, like in the Constitution, we the people, underneath it says, need God. We the people need God. And I've had several comments on that. I work to the gym sometimes, work it out. I wear it out. People come and supposed to say, you're right. That's absolutely, we the people, no, we don't need a new senator, so to speak, because he can't save his country. We don't need a new president. We need God first. We do that. And then he'll take care of other situations. But we have to go back to God first, folks. Repentance is a key for salvation for an individual and for a nation. It's the only way. Without repentance, no man is going to come to Christ. And no man will come except the Spirit draw him. So understand, this is all Bible, we're telling the truth. Let's go ahead and take a phone call right away. Let's go talk to our dear brother in Arizona, Gary. Gary, come on in.
Hi, Wild Butch. And Wild Bill. I get a little wild myself sometimes.
Well, just tell me, how's Crazy Gary?
Crazy Gary's okay. I don't go by that name today. Only on Wednesdays.
Okay, gotcha.
But anyways, it's so good to talk to you. And I just want to talk about a little bit about the calling that Wild Bill had and Butch you had and I had. And as Wild Bill was talking about, you know, he was kind of a jerk. Well, I was the king of jerks back when I was walking in sin. And I like to, when I go to congregations and talk sometime, I said, well, if you would have seen me before God got a hold of me, you'd all be drawing straws right now to see who is going to grab me by the scruff of the neck and the seat of my pants and throw me out in the street. I mean, that's how bad I was. However, God met my need.
Amen.
And it came from another person. See, we all get it from another person.
That's
usually.
Very true. Very true.
Right. So while Bill's out there doing what he's doing, Butch, you're doing what you're doing on the radio. And as you know, I tuned into your show years and years ago, just when I was happening to going through the shortwave radio and bumped into you. And we've been together for a long, long time now.
I pray that
we've done some good spreading the word. And as you know, I stand up for a little bitty babies that are made in God's image and God's likeness. And I'm not going to dwell on that too much right now, because most people know that listen to the show. But But as you know, I've been here in Arizona on the street for a long, long time. And finally, last Sunday, the biggest church in town invited me over to speak.
Wow!
And I got to talk to about 400 young people, And the guy told me, he says, I can't give you very much time. We're having a youth thing here, and they're taking care of it, but I'll give you 5 minutes. You want it? I says, I'll be there.
Wow.
So I did a little 5 minute thing, and a little boy that was there, a young man. He was talking about his mother was on her way to Planned Parenthood to abort him, and he had a person there with a sign that showed what abortion truly was. So his mother went back home and had the baby. So I stood on the platform with him, and I'm going to tell you, everybody listened to that. These young kids, you know, they're like 14, 15, 16, 18, 20 years old. And that's the biggest one I've ever had with people like that. So God will use whatever you give him.
That's right.
If he calls you to do something, don't try to figure it out. Just do it.
Just do it. And he'll take somebody like us with no talent and multiply them.
You talk about no talent. I certainly haven't got any. You know, so, but anyways, I won't take all that somebody else, you know, on here. But thank you both so very, very much for what you do.
Very quickly. Hang on a second. How's Donna doing?
She had a bad week, but she wears herself out. She still works around the house and stuff like that. And no matter how many times I tell her to sit down, she just keeps on going. And it's like she has a hearing aid. She turns it off when I talk to her about stuff like that.
Well,
that,
they don't need a hearing aid. They have that kind of hearing all the time. But I want you to know that she's prayed for a lot. Every time Daryl calls me on Thursday, we have prayer for y'all. He mentioned Don in every prayer. I want you to know that.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. And I got a bunch of churches here are doing that, too. And I was going to say something else. Just give me a second here. It'll have to be another time.
Okay.
But anyways, okay. God bless you both.
God bless you, my friend. God bless you.
Bill.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, folks. The line's open. 844-769-2944. This is a conversation tonight. We get in some very serious stuff, and we really do. And folks, you know that. We have to. But this is a joy to break bread, the word of life, the bread of life, with a brother on the radio, and they have other family members call in. And folks, we're here. Ladies, gentlemen, anybody wants to call in, share your testimony, give a praise report, have a prayer request, go ahead and do it. Tonight's your chance. And by the way, if you're being asked to do it and you don't, you're going to get a whipping. I don't know that. I've been there, done that many times. So if you actually call in to share or just to share your joy in Christ and you don't do it, when you go off the radio, you can't back up. You're going to get a whipping. 844-769-2944. We want to hear from you. Go ahead, brother.
I was just sitting here wishing that you lived closer to Florida. I wish you and I could meet up for coffee once in a while. I would take you out and show you the best alligator bites you've ever had.
Okay. All right.
We have bites.
We didn't end up getting trouble together, I guess, probably, so that'd be all right. But anyway.
Hey.
But, I'd love to. Maybe one day, God bless, I'll come down that way. That's a long haul. And getting away from the house and doing 6 radio shows a week just don't go hand in hand too well.
Yeah, well, if you can swing it, it would be nice to meet you face-to-face someday. You know, I know I'll meet you on the flip side, but it would be nice to meet you while we're still here. I always enjoy talking to you. I enjoy your show and so on. And it's such a blessing to encourage people through the miracle of the Internet. You know, you've heard me say this before. The Internet is the most powerful communication tool the world has ever seen. And it's a two-edged sword. A lot of people use it for bad stuff, but you know what? As ambassadors of Christ, we can use the Internet for good everywhere in the world. Think about it. There's probably people in Africa right now who are listening to what you and I are saying.
Oh, they are.
The Apostle Paul could never imagine the power that we have to preach the Word of God. All we need to do is to light a fire under the Christians who are just too shy to do it. So I would like to do that right now. If you are a Christian man or woman, then pray for God to give you a ministry. You have the internet. Set up your little podcast, a camera, whatever, and just talk about what the Spirit puts on your heart. You know, carry the Gospels of John, give them to people, drop them someplace, but use your life in a way that will make a difference.
Amen.
Because God notices. Jesus said, lay up treasures in heaven. And that is one way you can do it. You know, if you've lived a life like mine where you were just a selfish jerk for the over two-thirds of your life, then take the days that you have left now and lay up treasures in heaven by proclaiming the gospel of Christ to people who desperately need to hear it.
Amen. You know, amen. And folks, what I'm thinking of too, we'll be sending out a Minuteman magazine out Thursday. If you do not receive our magazine, it's free online. You're missing, in my mind, one of the best out there. What do you think, Bill? You get it. Is the magazine worth receiving?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
And we put out email blasts, folks, along with that every month. If you'd like to receive an email blast and a magazine totally free online, if you email me and tell me you want it, just email me at PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. Say, add me to the mailing list. You'll be getting one sent to you sometime probably the first of next week. Well, probably that'd be a little bit after the 4th, I'd say, because it's a holiday. But you'll get it for free. And all we ask you to do is, please, if you like it, send it to everybody on your list. Help us spread the word as fast as you can. Please, we're running out of time. Seriously, we are. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. And click is all you need to do to be a part of the ministry. Pass it on to people that you know need it. And just for the fun of it, go on Facebook to some flaming liberal anti-Christian hater and put it on their Facebook page. Light a fire. So you never know who's going to be watching, reading that, and planting seeds. A few of them are going to grow.
Amen. You sow, somebody else may water, but God gives the increase, folks. That's the way it works. 844-769-2944. Waiting for a phone call to come in. I don't know that nobody's calling us. I don't know why. Maybe we're boring them. I have no idea. Folks, you're welcome to join the conversation. This conversation is open to anybody tonight. And if you have anything you want to say for the glory of God, if you have any news you want to share, please feel free to share it. And what I'm going to share right now, I cannot confirm this. Please don't say Pastor Butch said this. I can't confirm, but I think it's important enough that I want to share it. News coming to me today that it looks like a possibility that you're sending the presidential airline, so to speak, from Russia to the U.S., maybe together ambassadors out of this country. Now, if that is true, that's one of the last things that happened before we go to an actual war. And I'm not saying it's happening. Please don't go to anybody and say it happened. If you know anything about that, if you heard anything about that, that you might have more information, I would love to hear that. I truly would, because I do think with all my heart, and I know with all my heart, I'm going to teach this weekend where America is in the Bible. I want to teach specifically on Jeremiah 50, 51, and Ezekiel 38. You're going to find out just where you're in the Bible and what the future of America is according to the Word of God. Not my opinion. My opinion doesn't matter. But if you want to call tonight and share what's on your mind, if you have any information about the ambassador maybe being called back, I'd like to know that. I can confirm that. I wish I could, but I can't. So the line's open, 844-769-2944. And, Bill, I don't have to tell you that we're living on dangerous ground, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And, you know, the Bible says that in the last days, men's hearts will be failing them for fear.
Yes.
There's a tremendous amount of anxiety and stress and fear all across this nation. People are living in quiet desperation. You know, everybody can feel that something wicked this way comes. Something bad is coming. This is why it is so important for people to know that you are a Christian and that you have the answers. If you have a working knowledge of the Scriptures, that is the best medicine for America in these days. Let people know who you are, because when
the tough times come, they're going to be looking for answers. And anybody with half a lick of sense knows that they will never get answers from Washington, D.C. or the mainstream media.
Amen. Amen.
So put yourself out there, because as anxiety increases, there will be people seeking you out saying, what must we do to be saved?
Amen. And asking, what's that hope? I've asked this question. How do you stay so jolly knowing what you know? How do you stay so uplifted? Christ. Yeah, I get frustrated. I can become discouraged when I see what's going on. But Christ is my anchor, Brother Bill. I mean, I get frustrated. I get angry. And I don't apologize for it. I mean, if the church would have done its job starting 50, 60 years ago, we wouldn't have sodomites marching down the street naked and saying we're here, we're queer, and we're coming for your children. That's what they're chanting. These people are pedophiles.
I saw that today. Yes.
Yes, they're pedophiles. They want children. They can't reproduce. They have to recruit. So, folks, if we stood up a long time ago, this wouldn't happen right now. But now we need to stand. Whether you think you accomplish anything or not is none of your business, none of my business. If Christ says stand, then we stand. If we go out with the first wave, hallelujah, we're home. If we don't, we'll fight till the time is up. We have nothing to fear and nothing to lose. While we might lose our stuff, we may go to jail. Well, I tell you what, my friends, is your stuff more important than your soul? Christ said not. You think about that. Is your grandchildren, your children, do you love them so little that you wouldn't be willing to go to jail for them? But tell them the truth. Or do you tell me you love your family and you put them in these hell holes they call public schools? Then don't go there with me. I'll tell you real quickly that you're lying. So anyway, yep. Bill, before I start preaching, you go ahead.
No, you're on a roll. You're saying exactly what needs to be said. And do not let the left intimidate you into silence.
Amen.
I have a new video that's going to be coming out soon. It's going to be called Homophobia 101. And it's this. The most important thing to know about homophobia is that it does not exist. Does not
exist. Amen.
What they call homophobia is actually the proper functioning of a God-given conscience. We are created in the image of God. We are supposed to be disgusted and revolted by open sexual perversion, especially
Amen.
The ones like Pastor Bush just mentioned, the transsexuals marching saying, we're queer, we're here, we're coming for your children. That is a declaration of war. And the Christian men need to respond to that in a positive,
Amen.
Bold, you know, stand firm in the faith, act like men. So, all right, that's my soapbox for the day.
Well, you know, in that video I just mentioned where they're saying that, there are parents standing along the street with the children, and they're applauding. They're excited that those people there are there marching on the street. They have a bunch of bicycles running down the street naked, and people with the children are watching.
People taking their kids to see
yes.
it like it's Disneyland.
Yes.
These are days of wickedness in the USA that I never dreamed we would see in our lifetime. But it's here, and here's another important thing to remember. God chose us to be here for a time such as this. God has placed you right where he wants you to be in the year 2023 to be his representative. Do not fail in your duty. Stand strong. Work hard.
Amen.
Have no fear.
And no calls coming in. I thought tonight the phone calls would light up like a Christmas tree. People want to call in and share their thoughts. Cause we're just, like I said tonight, we're just sharing the truth from our hearts and praying somebody will listen to us. And Brother Bill, how can people contact you? How can they help with what you're doing? What can we do?
Well, my main contact is YouTube, Wild Bill for America. That's where I put my videos up. I'm also on Truth Social for the videos that I don't dare put on YouTube. But, yeah, and there's a subscription button, and there's a donate button on the YouTube site. I do need help staying supplied with the Gospels of John. They go fast. I get 100 of them for like $115, I think it is. So I need some more cases of the Gospels of John. Because as things heat up, more and more people are going to need to have that little booklet of truth in their pocket and on their bedside stand. And the only way they're going to get them is by meeting me and my faith writer friends out here on the streets. Amen. So if people can help with that, that would be wonderful.
All right. And let's go to Ohio. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Bill.
Hello.
What if I could share a few news articles about some dangerous war possibilities?
Sure.
Yeah, all forces inside Russia have gone dark. Largest submarine called the Belograd was put Poseidon nuclear torpedo. It just left port in the Arctic Ocean. And this Poseidon torpedo, it can blow up like 1-2 miles away from the coastline and make a 1,500 tsunami, wipe out the entire East Coast or the West Coast, or wherever they want to use it. And anyway, this biggest submarine with this nuclear tsunami Poseidon torpedo just left the Arctic not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
Another article here, Iran is preparing for nuclear war with Israel. Iran has enough enriched uranium now for 3 full-scale atomic weapons, and Israel knows it, and this is heading for major war conflict also in the Middle East. So major things happening in the world. When these things happen, it's going to change the world, and it ain't never going to be the same. It's going to bring us into the tribulation period.
Amen.
I think you're right. Ezekiel 38 and Jeremiah 15:51, but check out Daniel chapter 8, too, the ram and eagle. The vision, Gabriel tells Daniel, the vision for the time and the end. It's not talking about ancient Greece. That was 331 B.C. when it conquered Media Persia. It's talking about the time and the end. And the he-goat comes from the west at the time and the end, doesn't touch the ground. I believe that's the United States of America. That's how we attacked Iraq. Media, and very, very shortly, we're going to be dragged to another war in the Middle East with Persia, Iran. And serious times. We need to
According to the Bible, they will join Russia in attacking America, Persia, which is Iran.
Yeah, yeah.
And other nations will join it.
Iran, Russia, and China are in Latin America.
China's in Cuba. China's in Cuba with spies. They're building a military base there too. China's is in Germany or in Cuba. We're by that time. Anything else you want to say? You've got about 15 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm going to get a few articles out, Tony. Thanks.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling, my friend. Thank you, Bill. I'm going to let you wrap it up. We're down about a minute. What do you want to say?
In the last days, men's hearts will be failing them for fear. Well, there's a lot to be afraid of in this world, but if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have eternal security, and you will have the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So do not neglect the knowledge of the Lord and of His Word.
Amen. Amen. Brother Bill Finley, I want to thank you for being there, my friend, for your faithfulness to Christ and for your faithfulness to people that you work with. God bless you, brother. We'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Amen, brother. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon, folks. We love you. My grace, God, see you tomorrow night. Gentleman named Michael Mason. Wait to hear his testimony and what he's doing. Have a great night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.